Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, Civic Media, Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Let's give the drummer some. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Good evening, rocker.
What's happening, Jimmy? What a song. Yes. Party's in the kitchen.
We play this song a lot.
Rolling Stone magazines. Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 drummers of all time has Clyde Stubblefield at number 6. Clyde Stubblefield played drums with the James Brown Band from 65 to 70. That's the 1900s, Jimmy. And it was the era that makes up some of the Browns' biggest hits, like Cold Sweat, Say It Loud, I'm Black, I'm Proud, Sex Machine, and of course, The Funky Drummer. The song which made Clyde probably the most sampled drummer in the world. And after James Brown Band, Clyde chose Madison, Wisconsin as his new home and lived in the Mad City until his death in 2017. And a lot of us here in Madison got to know Clyde very well over the years, and Joey B. Banks literally grew up with Clyde, even acting as his backup in his older age. And no one can tease or explain Clyde better than Joey, who is the drummer of the Funky JBs, who are playing a series of Clyde Stubblefield tributes. Joey B. Banks, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Joey, come here and get a little closer to that microphone, please.
All right, I'm close.
Hey, yeah. Before we get back in or get into the interview, I got to ask you a serious question here, Joey.
Sure.
You're a drummer, right?
Correct.
You are a good drummer.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Good. I don't know if good means good, but I'm not that good.
We're taking a poll as a drummer. Yes. Can you give me your raw emotion when you look at the suitcase of cables that we use for the lair?
He wants to know if you rap chords or if you're kind of like
Can you rap chords?
I have my own chords and I can rap chords.
Okay.
It's not an everyday thing, but if needed.
I mean, are you, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it like, you know?
That gives me anxiety.
You're the first drummer that can roll chords. Actually, I'm sorry, the second. Dan Ostafels. He can roll chords.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's drummers that are not just drummers. There are drummers that do other things too.
Like, yeah. I don't believe that.
Like hang out in recording studios.
I don't believe that.
Do live shows.
Oh.
But it is purple suitcase, so that's even cooler.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It's a purple suitcase.
Well, Joey, you know, you grew up with Clyde Stubblefield, but for our listeners who've heard James Brown's music, but they never knew about the person who was the funky drummer, tell us a little bit about Clyde and then we might get to know him a little bit better.
For me personally, probably like the most humble person.
Yeah.
Considering the amount of impact he's had on our popular music and funk music and hip hop music. And he's just really humble about who he is. And he's really, really down to earth person. As you know, he probably played in everybody's backyard in Madison.
Yeah.
At some point. he's just super kind. You know, he signed his autographs, Peace and Love. I mean, he's just a genuinely good human being. And we had a pretty cool relationship. I had like kind of multi-layered relationship with him. He's like a father figure, he's a mentor, he's a friend. He was, you know, we played cards and we were bandmates even. So,
yeah. How often did you lose money to him?
It was about 50-50, to be honest. He hated to lose at cards. When he won, it was like mine. He grabbed the pile, it's mine. When he lost, he got that look on his face like, you mother, you know.
Yeah,
but he was fun to play cards. And that was, you know, I really missed those card games on Sundays, hanging out with Clyde, listening to music, everything that came on, the radio he said he played on. It was cool.
Yeah, right?
What
was that like for you, Joey, growing up, knowing Clyde like you did and appreciating music like you do? You know, you hear a song on the radio and that's Clyde's beat.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and it's brand new, it's coming out. What was that like for you?
You know, it it grew into more admiration as I got older and appreciated more what he was doing, and as actually the time frames, I mean, from the James Brown days to when they started sampling, for example, the first Public Enemy sampled him on Fight to Power, mm-hmm. you know, and that's on the movie.
Great song, by the way.
And that's on the movie Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee movie. You know what I mean? Like, and then he does stuff like that. You know, the soundtrack for Superbad. You ever see that movie?
No.
I don't think I've seen Superbad.
No. You got it. That's a great movie. Another example of just him doing things and having these different influences over the course of the years. You know, it wasn't not just, you know, I don't think we appreciated him enough here locally, to be honest. I think people outside of Madison really, really, really knew who he was and really took care of him when he left. People loved him outside of Madison. We loved Madison loved him. He loved Madison, but there's a big difference between getting offered $500 to play at the Majestic and getting $10,000 to play for Guitar Center.
Yeah, right.
Drum off, you know. So when he left the city, they really, really took care of him.
Well, I mean, what made Clyde Stubblefield the number six top drummer? I mean, and where do you have him rated?
I mean, he's got to be in the top three because...
With who? Who are the real two that you're thinking of?
That's a really hard one because there's greatness in each genre. Like who's the best overall drummer of all drummers? I mean, that's a hard one for me. It would be like a Dennis Chambers level person who's in our movie.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of great drummers out there that have had influence, but I think that's the word. Like, who's had the most influence mm-hmm. on popular music? Who's had the most influence on funk music? Who's had the most influence on hip hop music?
Yeah.
I mean, even like just like the Powerpuff Girls on Nickelodeon is Clyde's beat, you know? I mean, he's just ingrained in our social musical psyche.
Wow.
That's so deep. I don't know if there's anybody else that's like, I don't think Neil Peart's that. I don't think Ginger Baker's that. I don't think, you know, Buddy Rich is probably like, you know, the notoriety he got and the way he was looked at as like more of a celebrity than a drummer. He was on all the night shows.
Yeah, the game shows.
He was like the first drummer that was really like a real personality, television personality. Yeah. So, I mean, you can look at that, but you know, I look at the influence and how much he influenced millions and millions of drummers. Similar to like Jimi Hendrix, who's the best guitar player?
Yeah.
Definitely one of the most pioneering, unique guitar players ever. I loved Jimi Hendrix.
But how many millions of people that influenced? He influenced. And famous people.
I'm definitely a bigger electric guitar fan than I am a drumming fan.
Right.
Oh, I'm not a drummer though, but...
But I ask you that question.
Yeah, that's an impossible, just as you, you know, it's impossible. It's a hard question. I think of Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
And you're thinking just rock. What about jazz guitarists?
Yeah,
what about
exactly.
classical guitarists?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you?
It's very subjective.
It is.
Yeah.
It is an art form, which is, everybody has a different view of what that is.
Now, the Funky JBs, they're playing a couple of tribute shows coming up that we'll talk about. But first, tell us about the Funky JBs. You play James Brown tunes, but also some covers that were songs that Clyde loved to play.
Yeah, I mean, the band is kind of has three parts. It's legacy. The number one is it's a legacy component for Clyde. So the music that we play reflects the music of Clyde Stubblefield and his both music with James Brown and his original music and the Funky Mondays.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we do shows where it's just like focusing, like the Atwood Music Hall show will be kind of like trying to, actually his birthday will be more like trying to create like a Funky Monday vibe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. With some tribute songs, James Brown, he did with James Brown. Not all of them because there's a bunch. Mm-hmm. But we touch on all of that. And so it's kind of three different things. For us, it was the Clyde Stubblefield All-Stars before it was the Funky JBs. And then, you know, when he passed away, there was some little bit of friction and I just didn't want any negativity coming to his name. So I changed it to my name to the Funky JBs and, it's growing and, it's a fun group of musicians from the Madison area and Chicago area.
Now, first up is a Clyde Stubblefield birthday tribute on April 18th at the High Noon Saloon.
Yes, and then sir.
The Memorial Union Terrace on May 9th, yes. Celebrating Clyde's PhD from the UW-Madison School of Music.
Yes.
Let's start with the birthday tribute.
Birthday tribute is going to be the JB3s, which is basically Chris Clemente, myself, and Todd Phipps, B3 organist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Dan Spiffy Newman will be sitting in the guitar.
I love him.
And we'll have some of the funky JBs will sit on some of the songs that we do when we do the Clyde tribute in that set. It's mostly an instrumental funk set we're going to do. And then... a new band I'm playing with. I'm very happy to say I'm playing with. I love these guys. Automatic Lover is playing the party this year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just bringing a little different kind of funk, some Latin fusion. And, you know, to be honest, it would be a band that Clyde would love. He would love. Yeah. He loved, like, the Latin rhythms, and he loved the more world beat, Afro beat stuff. And we do all that, too. Mm. He would love Uriel, just as a person, as you guys know.
Yeah.
How can you not love Uriel? You know, he's such a great guy, you know?
He is.
And also Automatic Lover, you guys are playing the Mamas.
Yes, we are. Okay. We're playing the Mamas. That's going to be a crazy week for me. We're doing the very first day of the grand opening of the Atwood Music Hall, mm-hmm. June 13th, and then the 15th, I'm playing with Automatic Lover at the Mamas, and then the 18th, I'm playing with Automatic Lover for the Mad Latin Showcase for the grand opening week. So,
wow,
I'll be living at the Atwood Music Hall in June. But yeah. Yeah, so the party is, and then we got DJ Kaboombox spinning Rare Grooves and whatever songs we don't do by Clyde. He usually plays, he spins the original versions of those.
Wow.
And then I kind of, as a special, the last couple times I've been taking all the photos I've ever taken of Clyde during the performances on the video behind us are
nice. Are like a photo montage.
So there's lots of pictures of us playing cards and drinking and doing shows and Eddie and Gigi hanging out with
your dogs.
At the time it was Mookie and Gigi. It was Trevor's dog, who's still alive. He's 14 years old now.
Wow. Oh, good.
Living in Brooklyn. But I have a bunch of pictures I just added with him hanging out with Gigi and
that's
Mookie.
Great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then Clyde, he's got his PhD.
Yeah.
Dr. Clyde Stubblefield.
Yes. Dr. Clyde Stubblefield. And just a quick plug, if I can, we're going to be selling t-shirts for the scholarship fund, the Mamas Clyde Stubblefield Music Scholarship at the show. And one of the t-shirts is the Funky Drummer t-shirt. It's got Clyde's likeness with the Funky Drummer. And then we have a purple one that has Dr. Stubblefield.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And you can only get those at Funky JB shows.
Wow.
So the pretty exclusive shirts. You guys are lucky I hooked you guys.
Oh, we thank you. That's awesome. And Alice, if you're listening out there, Joey got a shirt.
Alice, I donated a purple one to you. Ooh, you better wear it. I better see you at your show, Alice. You better be coming.
Oh, man. You know, what drives you to keep Clyde's memory alive? I mean,
you know, he's just had so much influence on me, you know, pushing me into this career and kind of giving me a realistic look at what like being a professional drummer is. And, you know, he's part of the reason why I'm at where I'm at right now. And that's why I feel like I owe that legacy component to him, the recognition. You know, Trevor and I are on a push to get him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you guys haven't signed a petition, you need to, but, it's just a legacy that's here in Madison. I mean, part of that legacy is Madison, and I grew up here in Madison.
Yep.
And my students, they all know who Clyde Stubblefield is.
Yeah,
my students learn how to play Clyde Stubblefield beats, and everybody that I come in contact with in the educational side of things gets a little bit of Clyde, and that legacy also continues through those students that I teach and people that I perform his music in front of, young people that haven't heard his music that are hearing it for the first time. I mean, it's a never ending legacy, I think. And with the movie doc coming out, we'll do that, and hopefully we'll get him in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame spot.
All right. Joey B. Banks, the Funky JBs, Clyde Stubblefield birthday tribute coming up It's so awesome that you came down here. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Yeah, appreciate thanks for your time. It. Is Kelly still driving around the block?
She probably yeah. is. Oh, but Kelly. Thank you, Rocker and Jimmy. It's always a great time coming down here and to your realm.
Well, thank
of
you,
media. I love it.
Well, we love you. We're going to talk with Trevor, your son, coming up next hour.
Well, tell Trevor I said hey.
Yeah, actually, Terry's going to talk to him. It's a pre-record.
It's pre-record.
Talking about Clyde Stubblefield, getting him into yep. the Rock and Roll yep. Hall of Fame. Hey, you know,
keep it in the family, brother.
Let's do some Automatic Lover right now. It's Sick Love. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
One of my favorites.
That you adore me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.